You are tuned into the Wholeness Lifestyle Podcast, where we discuss things to do with self-development, psychology, and spirituality. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wholeness Lifestyle Podcast. Today, I'm going to be speaking about personal transformation. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast, then you know that I live for self-development and human transformation. It really is my thing. And when I find new tools, new methods, or even media that inspires that journey, I embrace it. I fully embrace it. So today I'm going to be speaking about the incredible movie that is Fight Club. And I've made some notes. You know, sometimes there's certain podcast episodes when I come out with the pen and paper. This is one of them. A lot of the time I like to just go off diary format and just express myself freely and unapologetically. Well, today it's a little bit of that, but this stuff spoke to my heart, and there was a lot of bits that I was pulling together, so I was like, nah, I need to make some notes. So before I continue, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Fight Club and you intend to do so, do not listen to this podcast. I repeat, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Fight Club and you intend to do so, do not listen to this podcast. Well, I hope you do listen to it, but maybe you should go and watch a film and then come back and listen to it afterwards. All right, moving on. So firstly, let's set the scene. The protagonist, who is the unnamed narrator throughout the movie. That's right, the main character doesn't have a name. I'm going to call him, for the sake of this podcast, No Name, okay? For this podcast, No Name is called, or the unnamed narrator in the movie is called No Name in this podcast. So, Fight Club tells the story of a man living a very unfulfilled, sad and lonely life. He hates his job. He's just dissatisfied with his human existence. And the only thing that brings him joy is buying new furniture out of an IKEA catalogue. Tough. But you know what? I can relate to No Name, and I think a lot of us can. When we get up in the morning and we get ready and we leave the house and we go to jobs that we don't like and we smile at colleagues that we don't like. And why? I think it's all in the name of survival. But why just survive when we can thrive? Enter Tyler Durden, stage left. So, who is Tyler Durden? Tyler Durden is played by Brad Pitt in the movie. I think Brad does a fantastic, I mean, like first name basis, man like Brad. I think Brad Pitt does an incredible job in this movie as Tyler. Now, Tyler is confident. He's good looking. He's a natural leader. He's a risk taker and a free man. Now, Tyler and No Name, they become really good friends. They spend a lot of time together. They eventually move in together. Tyler is chaos. He does what he wants. He does it when he wants. And he pushes other people to do the same. So I'm going to give you an example from the movie now. So there's a scene in the movie when Tyler takes No Name into a corner shop. Then Tyler drags the innocent shopkeeper from behind the counter and throws him outside the shop onto the street floor. And he puts a gun to the shopkeeper's head and he says to him, "What do you want to be, Raymond K. Hessel?" And he knows, Tyler knows the shopkeeper's name because he found his license in his back pocket and he read off his name, in case you're thinking, well, how does he know? Yeah, that's how. All right. And then Raymond, the shopkeeper, replies through tears and shaking, "A veterinarian." I hope I'm pronouncing that wrong. Vet, let's go a vet, a vet, yeah, a vet. Then Tyler says, you need more schooling. Then Raymond says, no. Too much schooling. Then Tyler says, while pointing the gun or resting the gun on the back of Raymond, the shopkeeper's head, well, would you rather be dead? Then he says, I'm keeping your license. I'm going to check in on you. I know where you live. If you're not on your way to becoming a vet in 6 weeks, you'll be dead. Then he lets him go. What is Tyler trying to do? What does Tyler represent? Tyler Durden is a messenger, and his message is clear. Freedom is our birthright. Stop living in fear and take your life back. This is definitely the positive side of Tyler. But what about the other side? Major spoiler alert. Mayday, mayday, ding, ding, ding. No Name is the other side of Tyler Durden. That's right. Tyler Durden and No Name are in fact the same person. Dun, dun, dun. I wish I had something to rattle. Oh, gosh. Insert rattle sound. No Name unconsciously created an alter ego character in the form of Tyler. Tyler is everything No Name wishes he could be. He is fearless and free. Tyler Durden is No Name's shadow side. So I'm going to do a recap now about the shadow side for our new listeners. If you're an OG and you've been riding deep with the Wholeness Lifestyle podcast from March, and you've listened to the shadow work episode, you know about Man Like Carl Jung, you know about them ting there, then you know I'm a shadow worker, you know about the shadow side, you know I rate the shadow. But for the new listeners, this might be their first episode, I'm going to do a nice little recap. So the shadow is a term coined by one of my favourite human beings of all time, psychologist Carl Jung. So in Jungian psychology, the shadow is the unconscious aspects of the personality. It's the part of us that are hidden in the dark. And this could be for various reasons. Maybe as a child, you were super creative and you loved to draw, but you had parents who didn't respect creativity. And so in order to make mum and dad happy, you repressed and rejected your inner creative. Well, where did your inner creative go? It took a trip down onto your shadow. It's hanging out in the depths of your unconscious mind. Maybe there's a side to you that is super sassy and opinionated, but your school friends preferred you when you were passive. So where did your super sass go? That's right, off to the shadow. So we all have a shadow side. The same way we all have a literal shadow that follows us around wherever we go. And if we're not conscious of those repressed parts of ourselves, they can make themselves known in very destructive ways, often in forms of extreme behaviour. So back to Fight Club. Tyler is the perfect symbol of the shadow self, fully embodied. He's impulsive, he's unpredictable, and he's chaotic. Now, I rate the shadow. I've been doing self-development work for a good decade. It started off being love and light, positive vibes only, all of that sort of stuff. And it was great and it was lovely and I felt happy. But my life wasn't mirroring back to me what was good. It was like I was living in a fantasy, not to the same extent as No Name, but I was watching all this stuff on positive vibes only, love and light. And I was being really positive, but my finances were terrible. Romantic relationships weren't the best. I felt powerless. So I was saying one thing, but my reality was reflecting back something very different. And it's only when I started to do that, like I said this to my sister this morning, actually, I was speaking to her this morning about this. I said, my real transition in my spiritual journey happened when I started doing the shadow work, started doing the dark side work, started doing the root work. Like, I really owe my major, major transformation to Jordan Peterson, hands down. He's probably number one. Well, as I said that, my brain's like, put more respect on Carl Jung's name, please. Because for me, Carl Jung and Jordan Peterson are one and the same. That's for me. I know they're not the same person. They're very different. But for me, Jordan Peterson is our modern day Carl Jung. So they both do the same job for me, even though they're very different and they bring something, each bring something different to the table. But their work has been so profound. So... And then I'd say Joseph Campbell as well, because he came up with the hero's journey, and that I literally followed the pattern, the 12 steps of the hero's journey, using while listening nonstop to Jordan Peterson and studying Carl Jung to get myself from a place of depression, overwhelm, a really, really just dire place, to where I am now, where I'm just like, I'm the happiest I've ever been. And there's been a lot of stuff that I've researched and I've looked at and studied, and courses and seminars and traveling to other countries. Like, I've gone in with this work and I love it. It's not a slog. It's a passion of mine. I absolutely love it. But hands down, the biggest transformation and change happened in my life when I started doing this shadow work stuff. This was the beginning of the end. It was the beginning of the end of the cycle of ignorance, and it was me really stepping into my power and reclaiming it. That's what I watched the movie Fight Club years ago, but before I knew about Carl Jung and Jordan Peterson. So when I watched it back then, I was just like, yeah, this is well interesting, yeah, Brad Pitt's fit, yeah. Whereas now I watched it last week and I was like, nah, I got to do a podcast episode on this right here. I have to. And it's just a really amazing example of the shadow and self-development and all of my favorite things. So let me get back and continue about why this film is so dope and why Tyler is so dope. So Tyler despises the consumer society that human beings appear to follow and abide by and get themselves caught up in debt. And I can relate to that. And it's unconscious, you know, a lot of it's conscious. But when I say it's unconscious, I mean in terms of a lot of our values and our desires. If you really check them, sometimes it's like, is that desire even yours? Is it yours? Or is it just an idea that you've brought into? And as a result of the hate that he has for the way society is set up, Tyler creates, but remember, Tyler and No Name are the same person. So No Name, let's just do a little reminder. No Name is Tyler. No Name has created Tyler. So Tyler, who's confident and good looking and chaotic and unpredictable, that's No Name. Okay? He's created this character, right? But it's expressed through the body of Brad Pitt. So as a result, Tyler, also known as No Name, creates Project Mayhem, which is an army. So this guy who starts off the movie and has no power, he's in a dead-end job, he gets mugged off by his boss. The highlight of his day is getting home to order some furniture from the IKEA catalogue, ends up setting up a bad boy army called Project Mayhem. And they're going out town doing the most, doing passa. And the reason behind it, they wanted to basically like blow up the key financial institutions in America so everyone's debt and could get to zero. Because he's just like, nah man, your lots, the way you lot are living your life is just whack, and you ain't even happy. That's the thing, you man are running out here chasing things that don't even make you happy. Make it make sense. He's like, I'm blowing the whole thing down, blowing it up. So this is an example of what happens when the shadow self goes out of control. Now I'm sure Tyler meant well, but the level of anarchy that he had planned was just a little bit much. So, what can we learn from Fight Club? Firstly, we can learn that Tyler Durden was a minimalist. That's right. He was a minimalist. There's a famous quote in the film where he says, "We buy things we don't need to impress people we don't like." Now, if that's not a minimalist speaking, then I don't know what is. Secondly, we don't need to develop a mental health disorder by unconsciously creating a fictitious character to set ourselves free from our mundane life. Instead, we can consciously embody the characteristics of the person we want to become. This takes me on to my final point before I conclude, and that is the Be Do Have model. Some of you may have heard of the Be Do Have model. This may be the first time some of you are hearing about the Be Do Have model. Let me explain. So a lot of us, we think about what we want in life. I want a new car. I want more money. I want an amazing relationship. And we think about these things that we want to have and we just focus on having them. Whereas this model says, no, 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 you're starting from the end. Start at the beginning. You need to be the person first. What does a successful person, how do they act? What energy do they project out there? How do they stand? How do they walk? What are their characteristics like? Are they disciplined? Are they determined? Are they confident? You want to be a successful person? Embody a successful person. You want to be a confident person? Embody a confident person. Some of you guys listening to this might be like, I ain't confident. I'm not that way inclined. No, I will not hear that. And I'll say that because as human beings, we are changeable. We can change. We live in the information age. I'm speaking from experience. I've been doing self-development work, like I said, for over a decade. There is so much information out there about how to develop our personality. I've spent a lot of money investing in this stuff and it's been great and I love it. It's a passion of mine. But if you don't have the resources at the moment to spend money investing in this stuff, you can literally turn on YouTube and read blogs and get this information. Honestly, you can. I don't know if some of you guys are familiar with the motivational speaker, Tony Robbins. Dope. He transforms people's lives. And he talks about getting into state. So when he has really important meetings or a seminar that he's doing, he takes time to physiologically embody the energy, the movement, the state, the stance, the mind of someone who is great. And his training, it's like, I can be this way sometimes. When we want something and we just want it instantly, we want it now. It doesn't work like that. Sometimes we need to practice, we need to train, we need to give ourselves a chance. And there is information out there and people out there who are qualified and have incredible results of helping people transform. If you don't have these traits and these characteristics, that's what Fight Club, the movie, is trying to say. That's why it's so dope. Tyler was the complete opposite to No Name, to a point No Name thought that Tyler was a completely different person. It was like, there's no way I'm someone that confident, that much of a leader. There's no way. Me, I don't even have a name. And all along, man was setting up Project Mayhem. Man had influence. Man was doing bits, but he didn't believe it. That's why the film's dope. Because what we want to do is we want to consciously embody our inner Tyler. So then we're empowered rather than if the shadow runs the show, the shadow's blowing shit up, basically. So yeah, another person I'd recommend, Dr. Joe Dispenza. Brilliant. I've read his books. I've watched a lot of his YouTube videos. I went to a 3-day seminar of his in London, and he talks a lot about neuroscience and brain chemistry and how we can literally reshape and restructure, and like NLP, restructure our minds. We can do this. Human beings are amazing. We are incredible. But it just takes research and applied action. Research and applied action. So, just this film, I definitely say, if you get some time, just watch it. Or even, well, there's a few things based on this podcast that I would recommend for you guys to look at. Firstly, watch Fight Club. Maybe you've seen it. I watched it years ago, but I watched it recently with new eyes and it was amazing. Watch Fight Club. Watch the shadow play itself out in a fantastic, super fan way. Also, research the Be Do Have model. And it's great, because the thing with me, like, I'm the queen of resourcefulness. I'm the queen of resourcefulness. Like, if you want to transform your life and you want to be great, but you think, I don't have that. Maybe you don't have the money to invest in your greatness. Maybe you don't have the confidence to invest in your greatness. Maybe you don't have the mindset to invest in your greatness. Well, I'm saying, well, listen, I've been in all them places. And I'm telling you, regardless of where you're at or what you have, you can live the life you want to live. It starts from within. Stop looking outside. It starts from within. And I know we hear, look inside yourselves. And it's like, shut up. But honestly, it starts from within. You can't use that excuse of, oh, I can't afford to. Because, yeah, I have spent a lot of money on seminars and stuff. I can't afford to spend money on this and that. Can you press play on YouTube? If you've got the basics, as in you've got a mobile phone, if you have access to the internet, you have a lot of bloody power. Telling you, if you have access to that level of information, you have a lot of bloody power to change yourself, to change your life. You really friggin' do. And if you need an extra bit of oomph or inspiration, I would definitely say Fight Club, look at the Be Do Have model, look at Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has there's a documentary of him on Netflix. Maybe you could just chill this evening and watch that, see if that inspires you. Dr. Joe Dispenza, he's awesome. These guys have hours and hours worth of material on YouTube. You can read their books. You can listen to them when you're getting ready in the morning. And then there's just the OG, Carl Jung. Do you know, like, if I do rituals or when I pray and stuff, like, I mention Carl Jung's name. Like, I have an altar. I'm speaking to you right now in my bedroom. I'm looking at my altar. I have my great-grandmother on there. I have a few of the dark goddesses that I work with on there. And then I have Carl Jung on my altar. I wake up in the morning and right opposite my bed, there is a black and white picture of Carl Jung in a black frame. I wake up to Carl Jung's face every day. I go to bed to Carl Jung's face every day. You don't understand. This guy's goals. His goals. So on that note, guys, I think I am done. Thank you for listening. And just know that the power is within. Be it. Do it. Have it. And on that note, sending you enough love, sending you good vibes, sending you light, I'm sending you darkness. And I will speak to you on the next episode.